Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, some of the recent proposals to balance the budget have included significant tax hikes. Do you think tax hikes would help make up the gap between spending and taxes?
No, I think that additional tax revenue would probably lead to more government spending, while at the same time holding back economic growth. I don't believe we can balance the budget with tax increases. Budget analysis from the Joint Economic Committee found that each dollar collected in new taxes actually led to $1.58 in new spending. In an article in the Wall Street Journal this week, economist Richard Vedder found that for the past 60 years, each time tax receipts have gone up, spending has gone up even faster. In fact, the only time the federal budget has been balanced in the preceding decades, it was done by freezing spending and actually decreasing the capital gains tax. And I helped negotiate these four budgets in the late 90s with the Budget Committee. President Clinton deserves some credit, and the Congressional Republicans deserve some credit. But we came together to balance the budget only after agreeing that government growth had to stop. There are a number of plans out there right now to raise taxes. We need to reject job-killing increases of taxes and focus on returning the federal government to its proper size and scope.
There's a lot going on with the new health care bill that's largely out of the public view. Any chance that these changes will reduce costs?
Probably not. Right now, there's a flurry of lobbying activity at the Federal Trade Commission and Health and Human Services as the administration begins applying the new health care law. An article in the New York Times this weekend revealed that health care companies are trying to merge and get bigger in order to take advantage of some of the provisions in the new law. Some of these companies are at the edge of violating current antitrust regulations. They're seeking waivers from government agencies in order to merge and bring together doctors and hospitals. Some of these organizations are seeking suspension of Medicare rules meant to prevent fraud and abuse. All of these mergers have many people concerned that the law is reducing competition and choice in the healthcare field. While many of these companies are combining to reduce their own short-term costs, in the long term, it may not benefit consumers.
Last week, the House Ethics Committee concluded their investigation of Congressman Rangel. Will the full House now take action?
Yes, the Ethics Committee voted 9-1 that Rangel should be censured by the House. He was found guilty of 11 counts related to not paying taxes, not reporting income, and improperly using official House resources. Censure has only been used 22 times in the entire history of the House, and only 3 times in recent decades. The whole House will now vote on punishment for the congressman. While the House still could consider expulsion, it is unlikely that the sentence would be increased beyond the committee's recommendation. The House will consider Rangel's case next week. Should the censure resolution pass, Rangel would be required to stand in front of the House while the censure resolution is read aloud. And while the committee did not conclude that Rangel was corrupt, many of these infractions came at the same time that he was chairman of the Tax Writing Committee. Our lawmakers need to be held to the highest standards.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
Yes. The Lancaster County Chamber of Commerce recently honored 2 farms that have been operated by the same family for longer than 100 years. The 2-century farms include John Martin's 16-acre farm in New Holland. The barn and house on Martin's property actually date back to the 1880s. MJ Farms in Mount Joy is owned by sisters Joanne Heller and Joyce Hershey and was bought by their family in 1907. An old stone home on their property is over 200 years old. Both of these farms continue to grow crops and raise cattle. So congratulations to both of these new century farms.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.